Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Congresswoman Claudia Tenney. Congresswoman, welcome back to Hardline.
Great to be on. Great to talk to you.
Now, on Friday, we got this letter from the U.S. Department of Transportation. I should say the governor got the letter. We got a copy of the letter about the state unlawfully issuing CDLs to people whose lawful presence in the country expired before the CDL. Congresswoman, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, this is incredible. You know, commercial driver's licenses are very important. They have to be regulated. And the U.S. Department of Transportation released a statement, and this is the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, that did an audit of non-domiciled CDL drivers and found that 107 of 200 of the sampled records were issued in violation of federal requirements. That's a 53% failure rate, and it warns that New York could be at risk of losing about $73 million and federal highway funds. Now, they need to take corrective action, and it's just really unacceptable that we have that great higher rate. Now, I was up and down the thruway all day yesterday, and to think that, you know, there are accidents yesterday, a lot of snow, we're in a snow season, we have lake effect snow all in our region, you know, to think that we have people out there that are making our highways less safe, and I don't think anyone can really say they've gone along, especially the thruway and other roads, where you haven't seen accidents recently with, you know, with tractor trailers and others, people driving commercial vehicles, and we don't have a way to vet them. We don't have a way to hold them accountable. And that's because under Kathy Hochul and the Democrats who run everything in Albany have allowed this to pass and to allow this to go on. And it's really dangerous for everyone who's on the road, particularly in our region where we have this really extreme weather.
You know, we saw that accident from someone who got a CDL in the state of California, and you would think that that would have had the alarm bells going off. But, you know, Congresswoman, I look at this, it's just another way New York State is what? Trying to stick it to Trump by putting us in danger?
Absolutely. Again, this is ridiculous. You're exactly right. It's more important to oppose Trump and to have Trump derangement syndrome in determining policy than to look at these issues and look at the safety, whether that it would be bring to New Yorkers or cause a breach in safety, which is what we're seeing now. I mean, look at driving. More people die on the roads than any other way of dying in the country. I think, you know, heart attacks might be up there with the number of motor vehicle accidents. Why make our roads less safe, particularly in New York, the fourth most populous state, a huge bypass area, people, you know, there's all kinds of transportation that goes in and out of the state. And why make it less safe and put people on the roads who aren't safe, aren't vetted, don't have the insurance, can't be held accountable? That puts us all at risk.
And, you know, for a state that's always crying the money blues, if they don't comply, if they don't respond, we could see a loss of funds right to New York State.
Yes, well, this is what the Trump administration is looking at, and I think this is a good move on behalf of the Trump administration. Make New York comply. Let's get in line with the safety. Let's start the vetting process. How can you go through? It's not merely a technical error when over 50% of the people who are issued licenses are issued those licenses wrongly. There's a problem with the system when it's that large. If it's 1% or less or a small percentage, we know that could be a clerical error. But when it's 50%, you know this is a mass problem. And you know how this works. I mean, you're always seeing the Democrats trying to empower and do anything they can to legitimize illegality, to undermine the rule of law. You can't have a free and prosperous society where you're undermining the rule of law. It's something that's basic to that. It's why we created a federal government in the first place. It's why we created a state government to give us law and order, you know, so that we can live freely, that we can enforce people who violate the laws. It's really just common sense. And I'll tell you, this Trump derangement syndrome advances all over. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a DSM manual diagnosis of it, and it's going to be actually be considered a real disease.
I saw someone on Fox, a doctor talking about, you know, the amount of cases. I mean, you have to look no further than Rosie O'Donnell. She couldn't ban herself from tweeting about Trump for 2 days.
It's incredible. Why worry about this so much? Let's talk about what's going on and what the policy is. And look, Trump's an unusual president. He's a business person. He is very authentic. You know, he operates these massive, everybody in the world is watching what's going on when he has these really, incredible events in the Oval Office. I have to tell you, this is just everyone I meet with, whether I meet with Arab sheikhs in Israel or the Druze minority in Israel or people all across the world, they all want some, or even local and even international CEOs of companies. They all say, can we get a meeting? Can you help me get a meeting to solve our crisis in the Oval Office with President Trump? So he really is, creating a scenario where he is trying to solve problems. And I think that drives the Democrats crazy. Not all of them. Moderate Democrats understand it and they appreciate it, that Trump is really trying to solve problems. But there's so many that are just so triggered by his personality. And sometimes he says things that even I, if I were his lawyer, would say it's better not to say that. But, you can't fault him for being so authentic and just sort of speaking from his heart on everything. And sometimes he gets it wrong, like we all do. He's not perfect, for sure. But I think that it's interesting how many good things he does. And yet, even when he does things that Democrats have supported for decades and leans into some of their issues and embraces them, they trigger them all the way as far away as they can from something that they've advocated for a long time. It's kind of an incredible situation.
It is. It's incredible to see in real time. I can't imagine what history books are going to look like 50, 60 years from now, but it's amazing to see it in real time. You know, talking about the people here who are here for a short period of time and will have a CDL pass their legal presence in the state, we also learned that there's thousands of Afghans in America with terror ties.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting because I do support what the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, said in a recent interview. 2,000 Afghan refugees in the U.S. have ties to terrorism. I mean, this is incredible. And I understand why they would suspend temporarily the immigration applications for Afghan nationals until they can be vetted. You know, after the National Guard shooting, we had one National Guard's, the guardswoman, she was shot in the head and killed. We have another that is, finally getting out of the hospital after this horrific killing. But remember, the Department of Homeland Security said the Biden administration, and this is what they released, admitted nearly 190,000 unvetted Afghan nationals. After that release, these are foreign referrals that do not have vetting. Everyone should be vetted that comes into this country. My grandparents were vetted when they came into this country, in the turn of the century. They were put in quarantine because everyone was, in case they had an infectious disease. But especially with the rise in terrorism that we're seeing around the country, we need to have vetting. We have so many people that came in. And now look what's happening. We have three Afghan nationals have been brought in under Biden with a failed vetting policy, arrested. One shot the National Guard members. One issued a bomb threat and one supported ISIS-K, ISIS Khorasan, a known terrorist group. So, we have to start vetting people that come into this country and looking for places. Even some of these people have become radicalized, as we've seen when they get to the country. It's just a matter of having an orderly immigration. We all support immigrants. We support legal immigration. We know that it's what's made our country great from the very beginning. We have wonderful immigrants that come now. And I want to say something that I've noticed, and I love going to naturalization ceremonies. My father served for 35 years as a Supreme Court justice. You know, his parents came in, you know, legally to the United States. There is nothing more wonderful than to see new citizens brought into this country that believe in our country, have left war-torn areas, you know, take the oath of office becoming, or take the oath of citizenship, and really revere what they, this great gift they've given to be part of this country. But we have to do this in an orderly process, undermining the rule of law and allowing people in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Who don't believe in our system of government only threatens our system of government and the great peace and prosperity and freedom that we've been able to give to millions around the world.
Earlier this week, and we tried to get Congressman Kennedy on as well on the show today, and he declined. I'm sure he'll come on next year sometime. He was having a back and forth with Secretary Noem and blaming the administration for the chaos in New York City, which, number one, I find comical because he doesn't represent New York City. But this this back and forth got a lot of headlines.
Yeah, look, the speeches, the sound bites that people are trying to create, and by the way, they do it on both sides of the aisle, you know, just to get attention in these meetings should be about getting information out of the people that appear at those hearings. Important information. Secretary Noem was there as part of our oversight function in the House, but also to give information instead of grandstanding, and it looks like that's what Senator Kennedy was attempting to do. And it's the policies of the Democrats in New York State, going all the way back to the green light law and to the current policies of maintaining sanctuary states where we allow these dangerous people to hide in our communities. We spend billions of dollars of New York taxpayer dollars and federal money to support these people over our veterans, over our needy citizens around the state and the country. Why are we doing that? And Secretary Noem is just saying, look, let's make sure we have an orderly system where we actually protect our citizens. You know, it's going to be a very different New York if the mayor-elect Mamdani gets the policies he wants to put in place. New York is very dangerous, and I think a lot of people will leave New York City. A lot of people have left New York State because it's dangerous. The Democrats always prioritize, it seems, in many cases, the illegals and the criminals over our citizens, you know, whether it comes to Kathy Hochul condemning and attacking and laying off our corrections officers who do one of the most difficult jobs we have, to our police officers undermining, defunding, demoralizing the police, demoralizing and working against ICE, who are really just trying to, you know, keep our citizens safe and protect our citizens. You know, this anti-police, anti-law enforcement movement is harming New York. And I think I've talked to a lot of people that have a lot of money in New York City. They're more worried. They'd rather pay higher taxes and stay in New York, the city they love, than to actually be more unsafe and seeing the undermining of the police and the safety that they bring to the communities. And this hurts small business owners. And you know what it hurts the most? The people of lesser means, the people of less money. And so we'll see what happens in Mamdani's New York. Hopefully he doesn't get through many of the things he's trying to do. But Representative Kennedy, former Senator Kennedy, you know, he's responsible for some of these policies, and he should be standing up for law enforcement.
There. Speaking of TDS, earlier in the interview, there was a failed impeachment. How much time was actually spent on discussing this this impeachment proposal?
Well, this is Al Green. He loves to bring impeachment. He brought one in June. He's the guy that waves his cane and loves to be a rabble rouser and get attention for it. And, you know, personally, my office used to be next to his. He's actually a very pleasant guy when you meet him in person. But, you know, he's appealing to his far left base and, you know, going after Trump any chance he can, because that gets him votes and that gets everybody enraged and out upset. And, you know, here we are at another impeachment with really no basis for it. And as you see, even Democrats joined with Republicans to vote no on this measure. And we saw a number of Democrats voting present. By the way, a present vote under the rule says you have to have some kind of conflict of interest. So why would you vote present if you have a conflict of interest with this? So I think it's a weak vote. You vote yes or no on a provision like this unless you have a true conflict. So this is, again, you know, more impeachments, you know, more appealing to the base for Democrats and not getting real work done as we need to do in the House. We had this shutdown that was brought to you by the Democrats and Senator Schumer for so long that we weren't able to get a lot of the important work we need to get done. We did get the National Defense Authorization Act done. Parts of it I don't agree with 100%, but we have to get that done for our military. The longer we have a shutdown, the more we don't pass our appropriations bills, the more vulnerable we are to our enemies. And as a person who serves on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, we have to be very concerned about our enemies. They are very strong and they are growing every day while we, you know, fiddle into Washington, D.C.
I want to speak, looking at New York State, I asked Assemblyman Paul Bologna this last segment. I want to know your thoughts. Elise Stefanik, she has obviously stated her candidacy for governor. This week we heard Bruce Blakeman throwing his hat into the ring. Now, I said on my weekday show, I think that's the worst direction because I think this might be a good chance for Republicans to defeat Kathy Hochul. But if you have two Republicans in a state like New York going after each other in a primary, I'm not sure it's the best look. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I endorsed Elise Stefanik. I've served with her. We share counties together. She represents some counties that I represented in one of my two former districts. Remember, Democrats went through redistricting twice in the state of New York. So when you hear all this screaming about redistricting, you know, the Democrats really don't care about how much they manipulate the populations of these districts through redistricting. Just look at California, just look at Illinois, and look what they did in New York. All of it unfair. But I think that, you know, right now it would be great if we didn't have a primary. I don't want to say that we shouldn't have primaries, but we'll see what happens. It's very early on. We don't have to start getting petitions until later, and we'll see what the convention shows. It seems to me that Elise has a very strong support going into the Republican convention that will be held in January or February. And you just need 75% to prevent a primary. So let's hope we don't have a primary, and let's hope that we go at this, because really our last chance to save New York from some of these terrible policies under Kathy Hochul and the Democrats who run everything in Albany is with a Republican governorship. We haven't had one since Pataki. This could be our last chance, and we're hoping that we have support. And I do think Elise is going to be victorious, and I think she'll win probably at the convention level, but we'll see what happens. I don't really know Bruce Blakeman. He seems like a nice guy. I know he had a big win in Long Island, but I think right now we really need to win the state. We need to shore up votes, and I think the best way to do that is with Elise Stefanik coming out without a primary.
What were your thoughts on the Army-Navy game yesterday?
Well, I thought it was tremendous. Of course, my son is a Naval Academy graduate from 2013. He's a major in the Marine Corps. I got the video I always make him send me, of course his girlfriend does it, of him singing the Navy alma mater. Get to say, when you sing it second, that means you won the game. It was an exciting game. Always glad to see Navy win, but I'm so proud to be a New Yorker and to know that the venerable institution of West Point, the U.S. Military Academy, is in our state. It was always a great honor to host the West Point cadets and also the superintendent at the New York State Assembly on our West Point Day. So wonderful institutions. It's incredible that we have one of the service academies and so much tradition in our state, and also the great Army-Navy game. It's really, you know, it's a great game, and it's a tremendous honor to be the mother of a Naval Academy graduate To all our service academy members, even Air Force and obviously Coast Guard, everyone does an amazing job defending our nation. So, America's game. Today, we're all rivalry's over. Navy gets the Commander-in-Chief's trophy this year. We'll see where it goes next year, but it's really a wonderful rivalry and a wonderful day for everyone.
It's one of my favorite games of the year. Congresswoman, final question. Bills, Patriots today. How do you feel about the Bills' chances?
You know, I loved the game last week. I was, nervous about it all the way. And then, the amazing Josh Allen took over in the fourth quarter, and here we are. We won. I'm a little worried about our chances on the road, but, I will never give up on the Bills right to the last minute, especially when we have Josh Allen. And congratulations to Josh and his beautiful bride, Haley, for having a baby on the way. Love it.
That's right. That's right. Well, Congresswoman, always great catching up with you. Have a very Merry Christmas and look forward to talking with you in 2026.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to everyone out there and to everyone enjoying the holiday season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.